Hey, Brother Soul here. Hey, look here. Have you ever been having a really, really bad day and a person, place, or thing comes your way and takes all of that away? Yeah, that's about to happen to you. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. With the playlist. 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 Playlist.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me.
Playlist. We're on a mission from God.
If you live in Pigeon Street, here are the people you could meet. Here are the people who would say hello, goodbye, hello, goodbye, every day. If you lived in Pigeon Street, here are the people you could meet. Here are the people who would share the sights, the sounds, the air. Where pigeons beat their wings, wings beat. Pigeons beat their wings, wings beat. To meet in Pigeon Street.
Wasn't that lovely? Welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist. I am Darren. You are listening to Love a Brother Radio. The theme this week is the birds. That was They Might Be Giants, Birdhouse in Your Soul, suggested by Sheza T. Thank you very much, Sheza. You are, of course, a champion. Ahead of that, the theme from Pigeon Street, obviously. This next one is the only song that Rollo Treadway will get to suggest tonight, and may he live with that. This is Spitting Image.
It's the time of year, now that spring is in the air, when those two wet gits with their girly curly hair make another song for moronic holidays that nauseate eight in a million different ways. From the shores of Spain to the coast of southern France, no matter where you hide, you just can't escape this dance. Hold a chicken in the air, stick a deck chair up your nose, buy a jumbo jet, and then bury all your clothes. Paint your left knee green, then extract your wisdom teeth, form a string quartet, and pretend your name is Keith. Skin yourself alive, learn to speak Arapaho, climb inside a dog and behead an Eskimo. Eat a Renault 4, wear salami in your ears, casserole your gran, disembowel yourself with spears. The disco is vibrating, the sound is loud and grating, it's truly nauseating, let's do the dance again. Hold a chicken in the air, stick a deck chair up your nose, yes you'll hear this song in the holiday discos, and there's no escape. In the clubs or in the bars, you would hear this song if you holidayed in Mars. Skin yourself alive, learn to speak Arapaho, climb inside a dog and behead an Eskimo. Now you've heard it once, your brain will spring a leak, and though you hate this song, you'll be humming it for weeks. Hold a chicken in the air, stick a deck chair up your nose, buy a jumbo jet, and then bury all your clothes. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner. Well, a bird.
Bye. gentlemen, this is
The Playlist.
Millions of birdies walking out loud, talking in code to clams in the clouds. They send a secret message and send it by worm, so vibrating spiders will receive the word.
Well, that's totally
in the ears of the chicken all day. Chicken understand and it pick out the cold. Send a subsonic signal through the snot in the middle of an elephant's long, wet, cold, gray nose.
But that's totally
just as well wrap it up tonight, chaps. That's pretty much as good as it gets, I think you'll find. That was the Presidents of the United States of America with Feather Plucking. Didn't I play them a few weeks back? Pretty sure I did. Yeah, probably. Because I'm sure it was... Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure I played them a few weeks back. I could go and look at my database, but I'm not that professional. That was Heapy's suggestion. Thank you, Heapy. Ahead of that was, of course, the Trashmen with Surfin' Bird from 1963. Man, that must have been a hell of a tune in 1963. That was suggested by Nikki Lear. Thank you, Nikki. You are a star. Thank you. You're very much a champion for joining in here. Well, big shout out to the Live Clives, who are currently in the chat room at stream.lebr.online, and they are generally being very cool, because that's what we are in there. We are the cool kids. It's like the back seat of the school bus, you know, it's where the cool kids are hanging out. This next one was suggested by Rachel Evans, and was suggested by a number of other people as well, actually, because it's great. This is Madness.
Yeah.
what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is...
The Playlist.
Every last second there of When Doves Cry, as dictated by the good Lord himself. Because if you're going to play Prince, then you've got to play Prince. That was When Doves Cry, which I... Okay, so I could pretend that I know what I'm doing here, or I could admit that it was purely vibes that had me put Wings of a Dove before When Doves Cry. And at no point until I was playing the song did I realise that both songs in a row were about doves. But of course I won't admit to that, because I'll leave you all thinking that I'm some kind of professional who knows what he's doing. I am, of course, Darren. This is, of course, The Playlist, and you are listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online, where this is your weekly dose of theme-based shenanigan radio, which, you know, is entirely put together by you. Yes, you, the suggester. I say entirely, there is one track in here tonight that I have dictated. But apart from that, All of the songs tonight were suggested by you good people. I forgot to say, actually, at the top of the show, I played the Pigeon Street opening credits. I think a couple of people did mention that, but it was definitely Troggy, our executive producer, who brought that to my attention. So thank you, Troggy. I genuinely don't recall really watching Pigeon Street, but I think I did, and I was very small at the time, because I'm a very, very young babby. I am but young. Right, so this next one. Oh, that was suggested by Swisslet, by the way. Thank you very much, Swisslet. You will be a late Kate as usual, but you'll be listening to this tomorrow, I guess. But tomorrow is today. Am I bending space-time here? I don't know. Do I command the laws of physics? I think I might do, actually. I am Doctor Strange. By the way, you enjoying the bed? Because I am. Well, this next one was suggested by Sheepnik, who also suggested a track by, and now I've got to bring this up because it's such a magnificent artist title, the Professional Seagulls Dance Band of Port Harcourt. But sadly, I couldn't find the track in particular, so I wasn't able to include it tonight. But second best, and I think this is the best band name in tonight. This is the Be Good Tanyas with The Littlest Birds.
Well, I feel like an old hobo on the sad, lonesome and blue. I was fair as a summer day. Now the summer days are through. You pass through places, and places pass through you, but you carry them with you on the soles of your traveling shoes. Well, I love you so dearly, I love you so clearly, I'll wake you up in the morning so early just to tell you I got the wandering blues. I got the wandering blues, and I'm gonna quit these rambling ways one of these days soon. And I sing the littlest birds sing the prettiest songs. Birds sing the prettiest songs. The littlest birds sing the prettiest songs. The littlest birds sing the prettiest songs. Most times like these I feel so small and wild, like rambling footsteps so wild.
Birds sing the prettiest songs. The littlest birds sing
wasn't that a lovely little thing? That was The Littlest Birds by the Be Good Tanyas. Thank you very much, Sheepnik, for suggesting that. That was wonderful. It was really lovely. Although I would have to question their scientific rigour. Is it true that the littlest birds sing the prettiest songs? I don't think that's the case. But, you know, I'm willing to be shown the evidence. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and you are listening to LABR Love a Brother Radio. LABR.online. The theme this week, for every week there must be a theme, otherwise I would have to do some work and think about playlists and such, and who wants that? The theme this week is the birds. So, songs all about birds, such as this one. I hope you're all doing the dance, flapping around your chicken wings and all that. This is, do you know, it's, oh god, it's giving me flashbacks to school discos. To wearing my best jeans and my best shoes and my fanciest shirt that I own, with my hair like so rock hard with wet look gel that I could be used for some form of mining. God, it's terrible. That's where my brain is right now, and that's not great. Although school discos were cool, yeah. I was going to say something really incisive then, but I can't remember what it is, so I won't. Oh yes, I will say something incisive. Two things. Firstly, happy birthday, Rachel, over there in the Kingdom of Denmark, fighting off the Americans, I believe. So happy birthday, Rachel. Enjoy your cake. And also, Sheepnik reliably informs me that the Be Good Tanyas actually did a cover of When Doves Cry, so I could have killed two, well, I wouldn't have killed the two birds, I could have playfully massaged two birds with, oh my god, shut up, Darren. This next one was suggested by Kara and is the magnificent Fatboy Slim. Bird of prey, bird of prey, flying high, flying high, bird of prey, bird of prey, in the summer sky, flying high, flying high. Thank you.
radio. I never heard so much shit in all my life. Sailor Ripley, you can...
The Playlist.
On that radio, this ends and I made it!
Look in thy glass and tell the face thou viewest. Now is the time that face should form
one,
another.
One, two, like a duck.
Now thou not renewest, thou dost beguile the world. Unbless our mother, for where is she so fair?
One, two, like a duck.
Uneared wound disdains the tillage of thy husbandry. Or who is he, so fond will be the tomb of his self-love, to stop posterity? Thou art thy mother's glass.
One, two, like a duck. Like a duck.
Well, that was enjoyable. Thank you very much to Davybot for suggesting that. That was MC Honky with Sonnet Number 3, brackets, Like a Duck. Ahead of that was Fatboy Slim with Sunset, brackets, Bird of Prey, from 2000, suggested by Kara. And The next track also has brackets, and do you know what? I was looking in further, I don't just throw this together, honest gov news. I was looking at the running order earlier, and it occurred to me that there are three songs in the show tonight that have brackets in the title, and somehow I've put all three of them together without meaning to. It's like I just have some kind of innate sense of what makes great radio, and I'm choosing to believe that that's true. I am Darren, of course, and this is The Playlist with On Lover Brother Radio, labr.online, and this is another one of my bird-related beds. This is The Crow by, believe it or not, Steve Martin, who put out a really lovely bluegrass record. God, when was that? That must have been like 2012, 2013, something like that. Really genuinely lovely record. Turns out he's a master on the banjo. Who knew? Well, I guess he did. But yeah, it's a really good album. Go and check it out if you want. Steve Martin, The Crow. That's what the album's called as well, actually. So this next track is one that I suggested because sometimes I like to actually have some input in my radio show. That's your radio show, but sometimes I like to hijack it for my own nefarious means. And this next track is an absolute solid gold banger. Oh, and by the way, before I forget, the 2100 face melter tonight will absolutely melt your mind. So sit back and wait for that. That's in about 20 minutes, 18 minutes actually. It's going to be absolutely incredible. So just strap yourselves in and wait for that one to happen. Right, so this next one, courtesy of me, this is A Flock of Seagulls.
I'm Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein...
The Playlist.
Massive shout out to Revian for suggesting that. That was Annie Lennox with Little Bird from 1992's Diva, which is a really good album actually, and I will fight anybody who disagrees. Ahead of that was A Flock of Seagulls with Iran, brackets So Far Away from 1982, and this one, Please Be Upstanding, for Troggy's outstanding excellent joke. And in fact, I think Troggy was the first one to make a joke along these lines. This is Chesney Hawks.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Stranger getting nearer, can this person be? You wouldn't know me at all today. From the fading light I fly. Fight, you bet. We'll forgive each other. Forgive, not forget. Go about your business. Act as if you're free. No one could have witnessed what you did to me.
Almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
the playlist.
Every time I feel alone and slightly blue, that's when I begin to think just what I'd like to start to do. And though it may not be the kind of thing that's quite your cup of tea, I recommend you pay attention to the little dance you gotta see. I love pigeons, and I love how they walk. And I've created a really cool dance called Doing the Pigeon. Doing the Pigeon. And dancing a little smidgen of the kind of ballet sweeps me away. Doing the pigeon, and doing the pigeon. People may smile, but I don't mind. They'll never understand the kind of fun I find. Doing the pigeon, I love it. Doing the pigeon, it's me. Doing the pigeon every day. Oh boy, is that exciting? Now, I'll show you how to really do the dance good, okay? Oh, this is gonna be way out. Okay, feet, do your stuff. Haircut. Digress. Oh, I'm grooving now. Too much. People may smile, but I don't mind. They'll never understand the kind of fun I find. Doing the pigeon. Doing the pigeon. Doing the pigeon every day.
Boom, boom, boom. Now let me say.
Does it get any heavier than Bert doing the pigeon? I don't think it does, and I can only apologise to all of you out there for the explosions of your speakers and headphones. it's Gary's fault, White Wolf. He suggested that, and well, please feel free to send him the bill for all those very expensive B&W Nautilus speakers that you all own that you just blew up. That's like 20 grand each or something. So yeah, please feel free to send Gary the bill for those. So yeah, that, you, at the top of the hour, sorry, I genuinely was giggling like an idiot while I was playing that. Oh god, there's something wrong with me, isn't there? Ahead of the top of the hour, you heard Conchita Wurst with Rise Like a Phoenix, suggested by Rachel. And ahead of that was the one and only Chesney Hawkes with, well, the one and only from 1991. And yeah, you've just heard, suggested by Sharon Gascoigne, the mighty, mighty Clutch with Firebirds, taken from 2015's Psychic Warfare. And if that didn't make you want to smash stuff up and that, then good. Because, you know, smashing stuff up isn't great. Unless it's Nazis. This next one was suggested by White Wolf. He's still on his nonsense, but this one isn't. Well, let's be honest, this one isn't as good or as heavy as Bert doing the pigeon. This one is Crippled Black Phoenix with Vengeance.
Charge, eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Wasn't that strident? That was Freedom Call with Flying High, as suggested by Guffo. And yes, quite right, the comments in the chat saying that the drummer has calves of steel. That was Troggy, in fact. That was quite something. It wasn't Dragon Force, though it did sound like Dragon Force. I have to admit, Freedom Call, completely new to me. I'd not heard them before, so thank you very much for introducing me to another ludicrous metal band that I will probably enjoy. Guffo. Ahead of that was Crippled Black Phoenix with their cover of Vengeance, which tonight I'm learning is a New Model Army track. I wasn't aware of that because I don't really know the New Model Army, but that was suggested by White Wolf. Thank you very much, White Wolf, for suggesting two face melters in one show. God blimey, what will we do? This is The Playlist. I am Darren. You're listening to Love a Brother Radio, labr.online, or you can join us, stream.labr.online, if you wish to join in the chat-based shenaniganery. I've just made up a word. I'm here until 10 o'clock tonight, another 45 minutes, after which Brother Soul is not here tonight. He's having the week off. But he'll be back next week with brand new pick and mix, and what more could you possibly want out of life? I hope you're enjoying this bit of music, by the way. It's the absolutely incredible Erland Cooper with Tammy Nori. From the Soul and Goose record, which is just gorgeous. I urge you to go and check out some Erland Cooper. If I'd had the time tonight, I would have played this track in its entirety without yapping all over it, because it's gorgeous. So please go and check it out. Anyway, the theme this week is birds, and so I shall continue that theme with this next one, suggested by Clear Mask, which is Owls. Would you do like
'Tis no man. 'Tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
That was Sam Apple Pie with Hawk, suggested by Steve 199. I had never heard of Sam Apple Pie until this week, but that was from 1969, so I probably ought to have heard of it by now, but there we go. Ahead of that, suggested by Clear Mask, was Owls from 2001 with Everyone Is My Friend. This, by the way, I was reminded by Rollo Treadway that Tammy Norrie is a Puffin in Orkney. There is a term for folks from Orkney. Orcadians. Yes, I think it's Orcadian. Anyway, yeah, so Tammy Norrie is Orcadian for Puffin, which is wonderful and beautiful and everything like that. Please go and listen to Earl and Cooper. It's just so wonderful. It's just very, very pretty stuff. Anyway, this next one was suggested by... and I'm trying to find it now. I've lost track. Steve Nixon, who was in the chat room earlier, but I don't know whether he's still around. This one is very odd. I've not heard a really weird pairing, so I hope you enjoy this one. This is Nelly Furtado and Steve Vai doing I'm Like a Bird at the Grammys.
Please welcome Nelly Furtado and Steve Vai.
You're beautiful, and that's for sure. You'll never ever fade. You're lovely, but it ain't for sure. I won't ever. Though my love is gentle, I'm like a bird I want to fly away. I don't know where my soul is, I don't know where my home is. I'm like a bird I want to fly away. I don't know where my soul is, I don't know where my home is. It's not that I wanna say goodbye, it's just that every time you try to tell me that you love me, I'm like a bird, I don't know where my soul is. I don't know where my home is, and baby, all I need for you to know.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
Bye.
Suggested by Nikki Quote, that was Rory Gallagher as the Crow Flies. And ahead of that was Jimi Hendrix, Nightbird Flying, suggested by Art McCray from 1971's The Cry of Love, which was Hendrix's first posthumous release. So there you go. And ahead of that was Nelly Furtado and Steve Vai together again at last, doing a version of I'm Like a Bird, which was genuinely really lovely. That was from the 2002 Grammys, the 44th Grammys, which were held last night. Well, not the 44th ones, but the 2002 plus, I don't know, however long that ago that was. 23 years. No, it wasn't. Shut up, Darren. Yeah, that was really lovely. I should go back and listen to that again. Yeah, thank you very much for suggesting that, Steve Nixon. This next one was suggested by Swisslet, and Troggy, you may wish to cover your ears because this might offend your sensibilities. This next one is The Beatles with Blackbird.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the line of a dark black night. Black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
All right, don't worry.
You're right, Bob. I won't worry about a thing. Not while there's three little birds sitting down by my doorstep. That will forever remind me of working on Queen Mary. Not something I really like to talk about is the year I spent working on Queen Mary 2 as the DJ. It was the easiest job I've ever had. It was amazing. Anyway, I shared the nightclub with a band, all from St. Lucia, and they would play tracks that the rich guests would expect them to play. And so, yeah, they quite often played Three Little Birds. And yeah, it forever transports me back to there now, drinking a quite hefty rum and coke, which was just coke, Gov, honest. This is the playlist. I'm Darren, reminiscing about a time long past, here on the playlist on Lover Brother Radio, LEBR.online. Thank you very much for listening to this stuff and nonsense, and thank you to Andy Fish for suggesting Bob, and thank you to Swisslet for suggesting the Beatles ahead of that. I'm here for another quarter of an hour. I've got time for a couple more tracks, so I'm going to go ahead and play them. This next one was suggested by Pocket Lint and is the wonderful Randy Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that wonderful? That was Randy Crawford, One Day I'll Fly Away, perfectly fitting the theme for this week's show, which is, of course, the birds. This week's show will be lasting for another 11 minutes, and then I'm off to bed. So thank you very much for joining me this week, and I will be back, of course, next week with another fresh theme. I'll pull back the lid, I'll burst the seal, and I will remove the freshest theme of the week. And next week's theme is... Drumroll. I really should make a drumroll sound effect. Because apparently, my microphone's too good now. You can't hear. Unless you can. I don't know. Anyway, next week's theme is, because it's Valentine's, Loved Up. However, there is a caveat. It's not about love songs. And I probably should have been a bit more clear in the name of it. It's about songs you love, quite frankly. It's as straightforward as that. What song do you love the most and you want everybody to hear it? It's as straightforward as that, really. Loved Up, next week's theme. So send me your suggestions. Use the hashtag the playlist suggestion, because otherwise I lose them and I am terrible for that kind of thing. But yeah, so next week's theme, next Monday, is Loved Up. I mean, you can send me love songs if you want. I just might not play them. I was going to do, like, Joyous Heartbreak or something like that, because I really wanted a chance to play Dancing on My Own by Robin. But I can't think of many other Joyous Heartbreak songs off the top of my head. So Loved Up it is. Yeah, and there you go. This next one was suggested by Sod's Lawyer and is the hardest band in the world to Google.
Understand 30 seconds.
White flag, this is Stamnet IR.
6 o'clock in the morning. I'm the last person in this plane still awake. Y'all can almost smell the blood washing against the shores. This land that can't forget its past. Oh, the wind that carries this plane is the wind of change. Heaven sent and hell bent. Over the mountaintops we go, just like all the other G.I. Joes. Yeah, yeah. Adios.
This is your captain.
Apologies to the, but I've got one more track I want to play all of, and it's I'm already running out of time a little bit. I have decided to make a change. I am not doing Loved Up next week. I am doing Joyous Heartbreak. Yes, I've had several messages on the chat saying, oh, I had a really good one for that because I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. So anyway, next week's theme is Joyous Heartbreak, or Joyful Heartbreak, whoever you want to look at it. Joyful Heartbreak. Yes, I'm doing it. So please feel free to send me your suggestions for Joyful Heartbreak or something along those lines. Upbeat breakup songs, I want them. I want them all. I want them all in my playlist. I want them in my inbox. And that's about all I've got time for tonight. So I will catch you fine folks next week. And I will leave you with Rollo Treadway's actual suggestion tonight, which is a stunning piece of music. This is The Unthanks and their live version of Magpie from 2020. Sit back and enjoy this because it's stunning.
One's for sorrow, two's for joy, three's for a girl and four's for a boy, five's for silver, six for gold, seven's for a secret never told. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee.
Oh, the magpie brings us tidings of news both fair and foul. She's more cunning than the raven, more wise than any owl. And she brings us news of the harvest, of the barley, wheat and corn. And she knows when we'll go to our graves and how we shall be born.
One's for sorrow, two's for joy,
Seven's for a secret never told. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee. She brings us joy when from the right, grief when from the left. Of all the news that's in the air, we know to trust her best. For she sees us at our labour, and she mocks us at our work, and she steals the eggs from out of the nest, and she can mop the hawk. One's for sorrow, two's for joy, three's for a girl, and four's for a boy. Five's for silver, six for gold, seven's for a secret never told. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Now the priest, he says, we're wicked for to worship the devil's bird. Ah, but we respect the old ways, and we disregard his word. For we know they rest uneasy as we slumber in the night, and we'll always leave out a little bit of meat for the bird that's black and white. One's for sorrow, two's for joy, three's for a girl, and four's for a boy. Five's for silver, six for gold, seven's for a secret never told.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
Hey, real quick, Brother Soul here. Listen, if you've enjoyed everything you just got finished listening to, and you want to support Love Brother Radio, head over to labrfriendsandthings.co.uk. Get yourself a hat, get yourself a hoodie, get yourself a phone case, get yourself a mug, whatever. That's how you can support Love Brother Radio. Thank you. Woo!